pretty good today, she soon realised. This was a huge relief, for she and the gals were planning some serious celebration of their fundraising efforts. The day was exclusively theirs. Partners, spouses, offspring, parents, bosses and colleagues had been given notice that they'd have to manage without the key women in their lives from midday, until said women were ready to tip in the direction of home. For Vivi, there was less of a problem on the family front, since she had no children, and her partner, Greg, was going to Lourdes for the day. Her mother, fortunately, didn't live anywhere close by. On the work front, her immediate boss, Trudy Mac Silver, was one of the gals, so no difficulties there. This wasn't to say that Vivian didn't have a mountain of work to get through. Being a senior member of the in-house legal team at FA Berlin Investments meant her desk and inbox were always crammed with issues needing urgent attention. Over time, she'd learned how to prioritise the ceaseless flow of demands, though many of them saw her labouring late into the evenings and often over entire weekends. She didn't mind. She loved her job, and even liked many of the giant corporation's upper management team. They could be tough, bad-tempered, inconsiderate, and in some cases offensively sexist, but in times of crisis she watched closely, spoke confidently, and managed to learn a lot from those whose jobs she had in her sights. "You give great kickback," Trudy often told her following an intense negotiation or fiery confrontation. "They respect you for it. It makes them listen, and provided you don't go wrong, you could be heading up the entire legal team by the time you're 30. Trudy didn't have a problem with this, because she had no such ambitions for herself. She was happy to stay at the level she'd already attained, since it allowed her time to be an at-home most evenings wife to Bruno and available for school runs mum to Nick and Dean. The other important thing about today was the fact that it was Vivi's 27th birthday. Another reason the gals, all graduates of LSE Law School, had decided that this should be the marathon reunion day. Combining occasions was something they often did. Being so busy with their careers, it was the only way to make sure nothing got overlooked. Throwing back the pale blue striped duvet, Vivi stood as tall as her willowy 5'9" allowed, arched her long back, and gave a lazy side-to-side twist to stretch out her waist. Since ending the intense pre-marathon training, her body had softened slightly, making it, according to Greg, more feminine and curvy, and way sexier. He had a thing about large women, which made his attraction to her a bit of a mystery, given how slender she was. However, they'd been seeing one another for several months, non-exclusively, so their friends weren't living in daily expectation of some significant news. A baby, a wedding, or perhaps something as simple as moving in together. Despite their casual relationship, Vivi had to admit that he was a bit of a dreamboat in his way. Sporty, witty, fiercely intelligent, and very well connected in the financial world, thanks to his gentrified family and their historic ties to the city. When he spoke, it was immediately evident that he came from privileged pastures. However, Vivian strongly doubted that he gave a single thought to the relative ordinariness of her own roots. He wasn't a snob, or not that she'd ever noticed. Nonetheless, she'd never taken him home to meet her family, who still lived in the hopelessly unsophisticated coastal town that Vivi had called home for the first 18 years of her life. She'd moved on since uni, had redefined her focus, and was part of another world that could hardly be more different from the simplicity of her early years. Not that she had changed in character, for she was still the same upbeat and optimistic Vivi that her beloved grandpa used to call Vivivacious. This nickname came from her love of life and